Ойраеса.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We're holding six lines from the top on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. It says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Ketzad Misvada. What's the Nusach of the Vidui that the Kohen Gadol says by his par? We said that the Kohen Gadol, he goes after he puts on his Big Day Lavan, so he goes to his par that's standing by Ne'ulam Vila Mizbeach, and he says Vidui while being Saimich on the par. So says the Gemara, what's the Lashon of the Vidui? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Avisi Peshati Vichatasi. The Lashon is the order is you first say Avisi, then Peshati, then Vichatasi. That's the order of the Vidui, which we'll see soon exactly what the difference between these different words are. V'chein b'stira mishtalech, u'aymer, v'izvada Allah, v'zkol avoynes b'nei Yisrael, v'zkol pisheyem, l'chol chatosam. And as a riot to this, this Tano, we'll see soon as Rabbi Meir, he says that that's what we find in the Torah when it comes to the Sira Mishtalech. The Lashon of the Torah is, v'izvada Allah, v'zkol avoynes, so first avisi, avoynes b'nei Yisrael, v'zkol pisheyem. You see, then comes Peshati, L'chol Chatosam, then comes Chatosi. V'chein b'mayishu, Aymer, Naisei Avoin, V'fesha, V'chata. Also by the Yud Gimel Midos, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Naisei Avoin, V'fesha, V'chata. So you see that the order is Avisi, Peshati, Chatosi. So that's the Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir says that that's the Nusach of the Vidui that the Kohen Gadol says by his part. However, V'chachamim Aymerim, then no. They have to look at what the words mean. Avoinais elu azdainais. The word avoinais refers to azdainais, refers to the averis that a person did intentionally. V'chinu aimer, like the pasuk says, hikaris ticharis anefesh shehi avoinai ba. It says that when the pasuk is talking about kares, it says avoin. Now there's only a chi of kares by an aver that's done b'mezid. So obviously avoin means an aver that's done b'mezid. So avoinais is referring to zdainais. Pishaim elam eradim. That refers to rebellious sins. An aver that a person does stam lahachis. Just out of rebellion. V'chinu aimer, like the pasuk says, melech mayav pashabi. It also lashon of rebellion. V'aimer, in the pasuk says, as tifsha livna be'esahi. Also, a lashon of rebellion. So you see that Peshaim is a lashon of rebellious sins. Va'im l'chol chataisam, and when the pasuk, and what's a chatas? What's a chatas? Elu ashkagos. L'chol chataisam is referring to an aver that a person does b'shoigeg. V'chinu aimer, like the pasuk says, Nefesh kisechta bishkaga. So you see, a chatos is an avera that a person does b'shoigeg, that he did by accident. So it comes out that the words avoinais, avoin, pesha in chatos, and avoin is an avera that a person does intentionally. A pesha is an avera that a person does just stam out of rebellion. Stam lahachis, in a chatos, is an avera that a person does b'shoigeg. Now, Rabbi Meir said that the order is avisi, peshati, v'chatasi, which means that first the person says vidui, first the Kohen Gadol says vidui for the averis he does, that he did b'mezid, then the averis that he did out of rebellion, and then last he says the ones that he did b'shoigeg. Now, frek the chochamim, now that I just clarified that that's what these different words mean, so me'achash is vada al azdainais val hamaradim, chayzer is vada al ashkagais, does that make any sense that after a person he does vidu and he gets kapara for the averis that he did b'mezid and out of rebellion? These are very severe averis. Then he's going to go ahead and do vidu for the averis that he did by accident. He just did vidu for the things that he did intentionally. And if even for those averis he's getting kapara, so then at the end he's going to stick in, oh, and the averis that he did b'shoigig, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the chachamim say that that cannot be the order. The Rabbi Meir's order cannot be correct. Now, the Gemara does not tell us what Rabbi Meir answers back. Nisfas Emma says, it could be the Pshan Rabbi Meir, is that Rabbi Meir holds is that it's better for a person to first get kapara for his more chomer averis, for the averis that he did b'mezid and out of rebellion, and now that he got kapara, so now he's not such a rasha anymore, so to speak, so now he can ask, now he's roy to ask for mechilin kapara for the averis that he did b'shoigig, for the chataim. So that's Rabbi Shita, that's Rabbi Meir. But the Chachamim say that it's not mistaber like that a person's going to ask for forgiveness for the very intense averis, and then afterwards ask forgiveness for the light averis. You would think to go the opposite. You first, when you're trying to ask someone for a favor, so you first ask for the easy things, and then you ask for something harder. You don't start off asking for the hard thing, and then you ask for the easier things. So therefore, says the Chachamim that the order is like this. Alakacha yamisvade. This is how the Kohen Gadol is misvada. He says, Chatasi. First he says, Chatasi, for the various that he did, b'shoigig. Then, Vavisi, the various that he did intentionally. Upashati, the various that he did out of rebellion. Lefanecha, he says, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, Lefanecha, I did these various in front of you. Ani, Uvesi, me and my wife, v'chulu. But that's the order. The order is first he asks for forgiveness for the light of various, for the various that he did b'shoigig. Says the Gemara, v'chein b'David, says the Chachamim, v'chein b'David u'aymer. We find that by David HaMelech, that's also the order. It says, Chatanu m'aveisenu, ha'vinu hirshanu. You see Chatanu first, then avinu, and then hirshanu, v'chein b'shlamu u'aymer. And also by Shlamu HaMelech, the Pasuk says, Chatanu, and the next part of the Pasuk is, v'havinu rashanu. So you see again, it says, Chatanu first, before avinu. So you see that's always the order. V'chein b'Daniel. Also by Daniel we find that it says, Chatanu before avinu. V'chein b'Daniel hu aimer, Chatanu v'havinu, v'hirshanu, umaradnu. So you see again, also, the word chatanu comes before avinu. So you see, you're supposed to say vidoy for the averis that the person does b'shoigig, before he does vidoy for the averis that he did, b'mezit. Elamahu shamar Maisha Naisei Ava in Vafesha Vechata. Ah, Rabbi Meir had a raya, says the Chachamim. So what am I going to do with Rabbi Meir's raya from Maisha Rabbeinu? That the Pasuk says, Naisei Ava in Vafesha Vechata, where over there it says Ava and Chata says last. So over there it says Chata's last. Notice that the Chachamim didn't care to answer up the first Pasuk that Rabbi Meir brought. Rabbi Meir really brought two Mekairis. He also brought a Pasuk from Seir Mishtaleach. So the Shagas Ari points out that obviously even Rabbi Meir himself didn't rely for whatever reason on that drasha, on that pasuk, and that's why he brought the second pasuk. So the Chachamim only care right now to answer the second pasuk, the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says, Naisei Ava in Vafesha Vechata. So says the Chachamim, so what am I going to do with the fact? What are we going to do with the fact that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Naisei Ava in Vafesha Vechata? Says the Gemara, says the Chachamim, Amar Maisha Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is what Maisha Rabbeinu was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, B'Sha'a Sheyisrael Chaitun Lefanecha, when Klai Yisrael does averus in front of you, Va'is and Chuva, they do Chuva. Chuva out of Yira. So Asei Lahem's Dainis Kishkagais. Right? Chuva Me'ava makes the Averis even become like mitzvahs. But when they do Chuva, at least Me'ira, so it should be that there's Dainis, that their Averis that they did B'mezid should be like a Shaygig. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Naisei Avain Vafesha, he was saying that the intentional Averis should become, Naisei Avain Vafesha Vechata, that the intentional Averis should become like a Shaygig. It's not going on the order of the Vidui, it's going on the type of Kapara, that the Kapara should make it, that when they do Tshuva Meira, so that the intentional Vera should be looked at as just being Shaygigim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. They say, Avon Vafesha Vechata. Not that that's the Seder HaVidoi. So, if Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Meir, first Vidoi, the way a person says Vidoi, and the Kohen Gadol said Vidoi about his on his par, is at first he mentioned the Avonis, the Mezid Averis, and only afterwards, at the end, he mentioned the Shaygigim, Vechatasi, and the Fidoi Chachamim, it's the opposite. Says the Gemara Beiter, Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Amar Rav Halacha Kedivri Chachamim. The Halacha is like the Chachamim, that first we say Chatasi and then only afterwards we say Va'avisi. Pshita, Frak the Gemara, obviously the Halacha is like the Chachamim. Why? Because Yachid Rabbim Halacha Karabim. We know that that's always the rule. Anytime you have a Machlaikis between the Yachid and the Rabbim, so we always paskin like the Rabbim. So here we have a Machlaikis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, so it's obvious that we should paskin like the Chachamim. Why do we need Shmuel Amar Rav to teach us Halacha Kedivri Chachamim? There's some sort of Chiddush over here. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the Chiddush. Ma'u detema mistaber taimed Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says that maybe over here you would have thought that it should be different because it's so mistaber, the reason for Rabbi Meir. Why? The Kamisayal Kra, because he has a pasuk, the Kra de Maisha. He has the pasuk of Maisha Rabbeinu, which supports him. Because it says by Maisha, Naisi Avon, which really the passage of the pasuk seems to be supporting Rabbi Meir. So therefore, even though there's a rule Yachiv Rabbim Halacha Karabim, you might have thought that over here we should make an exception because it's so mistaber like Rabbi Meir. He seems to be right. Kamash Malon, then no, we don't do that. And really, the halacha is going to still be like the Chachamim. That first a person, first the vidoy, first in the Kohen Gadol's vidoy, he says chatasi, and only afterwards he says avisi. First he says vidui for the shaygig, for the averis that he did b'shaygig, and then afterwards he says vidui for the averis that he did b'mezid. Says the Gemara, Ahu denachis kamei de Rava. There was a chazan that came, that he was the chazan, he went down to the bima in front of Rabbah, Rashi says that this was to on Yom Kippur. It was already an old minhag. So you see already from the times of the Amoraim, at least, that they would say over the Seder HaAvaida on Yom Kippur. So this chazan was the chazan for Musaf on Yom Kippur, and he was saying over the Seder HaAvaida, old minhag, like we still do today, that they said over the Seder HaAvaida by Musaf, by Chazar Sashatz. So this chazan went to be the chazan in front of Rabbah, and he was saying over the Seder HaAvaida, and Avad Kirby Meir, and he said the Seder HaAvaida like Kirby Meir, when he was saying over the Kain Gadol's Vidui on his par. So he said the Nusuch he said was a Visi Pashati V'chatasi. He put a Visi before Chatasi, like Rabbi Meir Seder. So Amar Leis, so Rabbi said to the Chazan, Shavakt Rabbanon V'avad to Rabbi Meir. I don't understand. You're letting go of the Rabbanon and you're doing like Rabbi Meir. The Halacha is like the Chachamim. Why are you saying like Rabbi Meir? So Amar Leis, so the Chazan said to Rabbi, Rabbi Meir Svirli, because I hold like Rabbi Meir. Kedichsim, because the Pasuk says, Kedichsim B'Sefer Araisa D'Maisha, like it says in the Sefer Araisa D'Maisha, because it's that Pasuk of Naisi Avon V'Fesha. V'chata is so mashman like Rabbi Meir, so therefore I paskin like Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara does not tell us what Rabbi said back, if he said anything back. So Rishonim discuss how to learn Rabbi's shtika. How do we learn his silence? Do we say he was silent because he allowed the chazan to continue on because l'maisa he had a good reason, even though he was still disagreeing? We still paskin the halachas like the chachamim, but he wasn't going to make a macha against this chazan because he said a good svara. He said why he held like Rabbi Meir, or perhaps and if that's the case, then the halacha is still going to be like the chachamim. Or perhaps, no, Rabbi was silent because he was being chayzer. And once this chazan told him his svara, that it's so mistaber like Rabbi Meir, so now Rabbi was actually being chayzer. He was silent, shtika kaida, he was being maskim, that, oh, taka, the halacha should be like Rabbi Meir, in which case the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So it's a big machlokes rishonim. It's interesting, because the Gemara said, halacha ka chachamim. You would think, okay, case closed, halacha like the chachamim. No, because the Shaila is how to learn this next Gemara now. Is this next Gemara now that we just had, that Rabbah was silent to the Chazan, was that a Chazara, or he was silent for other reasons? L'maisa, anyways, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tav Resh Chaf Aleph Sefei, is like the Chachamim. It's like the Chachamim that first, by Vidoy, the Seder HaVidoy, is that first we say Chatasi, first we say Vidoy for the Aver that the person does B'Shaygeg, and then afterwards we say Avisi, when we say Vidoy for an Aver that the person does B'Meza. We always start from the easiest thing, when we're asking for Kapara, so we ask first for Kapara for the lighter things, and then we move our way up to more Chamer things. Which is very interesting actually, because in the Lashon of Avinu Malkeinu, so at least for Nusach Ashkenaz, so the Lashon of Avinu Malkeinu is, in one of the earlier ones, is Avinu Malkeinu, Meche V'Havir, Pesha'enu, V'Chataisenu, Minegen Einecha. So you see, they first we say Pesha'enu, and then V'Chataisenu. First Pesha'enu is the rebellious sins, and then V'Chataisenu is the Shegegim. So L'chair, it's very schwer. The Nusach of Avinu Malkeinu doesn't seem to be consistent with this Psak of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you always are supposed to start off with the lighter Avera first. So we should say Avinu Malkeinu, Meche V'Havir, Chataisenu, V'Pesha'enu. Not Pesha'enu. So it's a kasha on David Malkin of Nusuch Ashkenaz, and in Ibn Mizrach actually they don't have the word Chataseinu Bechlal. They just say Meche V'Havir Pesha'enu Minegad Einecha. It doesn't say the word Chataseinu, but on the Nusuch Ashkenaz it's a kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan already I made on this. The Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Tav Kuf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifka and Gimel and the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Beis. They point this out and they take say to switch the Nusach. They say that to switch what's printed in the Sidurim. They say to switch it and to mention Chatos before the Peshaim. L'maisa, I've never seen in Ashkenaz shuls that they actually switch it, and all the Sidurim seems to be printed the way it always was, but it's an interesting Nakuda which comes up from our Gemara, that they point out, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say, based on our Gemara, that you're always supposed to daven for the lighter thing first, for the less chamer thing, for the chatas before the Pesham, and before the Avaynais, and therefore the Nusach of the Avinu Malkeinu, of Nusach Ashkenaz, is tak a little bit shver. Says the Gemara Veiter, Tan Rabbanon. The Pasuk says v'chiper. The Pasuk says, talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol, it says v'chiper be'adoi ve'abesoi, that he gets kapar, that he brings his chata, his power for as a chatos, and his v'chiper. So what does it mean? What does the word v'chiper mean? So we've been teaching it up this whole time that it's talking about the vidoy. Now generally in Kachim, v'chiper refers to zrikas adam. Like I think maybe we even had earlier Meseches Yuma, that generally the kapar is the zrikas, the dam. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, V'chiper v'chapar's dvarim akasim edaber. Here, when the Torah says v'chiper, it's talking about kapar's dvarim. It's talking about vidoy. Frak the Gemara, Ata Aimer Bechaparis Dvarim, Ayeinu Elekaparis Damim. How do you know it's talking about Vidoy? How do you know when you learn Shnai Mikra and you learn the Pasuk, who told you to read the Chiper as referring to Vidoy? The Chayiv of the Chiper is referring to Damim, like it usually means by Kachim. Maybe it's referring to Zrikas Dam. How do you know it's referring to Vidoy? Maybe it's referring to Damim, it's referring to the Zrika. Says the Gemara, Hare Anidan. We can make the following observation. Nemra kan kapara, v'nemra lohalon kapara. Because it says over here the lashon of the chiper, lashon of kapara, and it also says over there by the se'er hamishtaleach, over there also it says the lashon of kapara. So now ma kapara ha'amura b'sir devarim, just like the kapara that it says about the se'er mishtaleach. That's for sure referring to vidoy, because the se'er mishtaleach doesn't get shechted. There is no kabbalah sadam and zrika sadam. So over there for sure the kapara is referring to vidoy. So afkapara amura bepar devarim. So too the kapara that it says over here by the parashal kohen gadol, that's also referring to vidoy. So that's how we know that the word v'chiper and the pasuk of v'chiper be'adai v'ad beisai, that's how we know that's referring to vidoy devarim. That's referring to vidoy because we say it's similar gzeir shava from the sira mishdaleach. V'im nafshu cholaymar. Now so continues the brisa. Now if you want to say, you want to argue, you suspect that maybe this is not a good gzeir shava. So I'll tell you another makar. Harihu Aimer, the pasuk says, "V'hikriv Aaron es parachatas asher loy." It says that Aaron a kohen, so he brings this chatas. V'chiper be'adai v'ad beisai. Look at this pasuk itself. What does it say? It says v'hikriv Aaron es parachatas asher loy. Then it says v'chiper be'adai v'ad beisai, and that kapara has to be talking about vidui dvarim. Why? Because v'adai loy nishchad apar. The par wasn't shechted yet. It's only in the end of the pasuk, after the words v'chiper be'adai v'ad beisai, that the pasuk then says v'shachad es parachatas asher loy. So you see that it's only after the chiper that the Torah says v'shachat. So obviously the v'chiper is not talking about the dam. Obviously the v'chiper is talking about vidui dvarim. Says the Gemara, "My ve'im nafsh chaloymer." Why do we have to bring the second makar? What was wrong with the gzeir shava? What could there be possibly wrong with the gzeir shava that the Braisa says that ve'im nafsh chaloymer, that if you suspect that it's not good, that's not a good makar? Because says the Gemara, explains the Gemara, because v'chit tema nelef misir denasa bifnim. By the seer hanasa bifnim, it also says the lashon of kapara. So who told you to learn out the kapara of the chatas, of the par of the chatas, from the seer hamishtaleach? Maybe you should learn it out from the seer that goes lefnai v'lef. That over there the kapara is with the damim. The damim does get sprinkled. So maybe over there we should say that just like there the kapara is with damim, so to the kapara by the par is with damim. Because of that, the Braisa brings the second makar, that the pasuk says v'chiper, and the par wasn't yet shechted, the shechita only happens later in the pasuk, so obviously the v'chiper is talking about vidui dvarim, it's talking about vidui. Oh, you're right.